really excited that you guys have invited two mammal paleontologists to talk about dinosaurs. It's gonna
Oh.
go really well.
To be fair, I don't know what a paleontologist is fully. Thought it was all dinosaurs, but
That's true. That is true.
Oh my gosh.
I really fear that I'm gonna sound dumb throughout this whole thing. So
I will be right with you, man.
awesome.
Thank you very much. With Joe Bates.
Welcome to episode 13 of Rank You Very Much, everybody. As you know, Rank You Very Much is the number one podcast for people over 7 feet tall. It's fantastic. If you know someone over 7 feet tall, talk to them about it. Episode 12. This is, as we know, Rank You Very Much is a ranking podcast. We rank anything and everything with me, who's not an expert, and two experts in the field to show me the way of what the best and worst of everything is. This episode, our producer last episode was Nick, who we fired. Since I couldn't find a producer for this episode, I'm just gonna take the reins. So it's gonna be the first time I'm doing dual jobs of hosting. Whatever the other word I just said was. But what's today's topic, me? Today's topic is best dinosaur. Best dinosaur, that sounds fantastic. Who are our experts? Well, our first expert is a California native. This man has had dinosaur spreadsheets all on his bed throughout his entire life, Mr. Stephen Wayhill.
That is quite the setup. Thank you very much.
No, no worries, Stephen. I'm
Oh,
jealous. I
wow.
just have that race car bed.
Okay, wow. Thank you. Yeah. All right. I really like dinosaurs, not to a point where like I look at them every day, but so obsessed with dinosaurs, man. That's all I do.
That's awesome. Our other experts are of Mary Anning's Revenge, a great paleontology blog, MaryAnningsRevenge.com. Megan Emery and Amy Atwater, two paleontologist students currently living in the great state of Oregon. How are you guys doing?
We're doing pretty good.
Oh, that's good.
doing great.
That's good. Are you guys, I mean, you guys seem through the email chat very excited to talk about dinosaurs today.
We're always very excited to talk about dinosaurs, particularly since we know very little about dinosaurs, so making shit up is kind of our specialty.
That's fantastic because that's all I
Yeah.
do my entire life. So,
Excellent. You should be a paleontologist.
yeah, I should be. In case I get
Why
tired,
did
I'll
I
have some
not think of
contacts.
that? Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic. Okay, I'm gonna read the list of 12 dinosaurs off real quick. I'm gonna butcher some of these names because
Excellent.
I just blame my environment for never learning pronunciation of things and my parents, but that's a separate thing. I The 12 dinosaurs we're ranking today are Stegosaurus, Triceratops, the Utah Raptor, Tyrannosaurus Rex, Apatosaurus, Ankylosaurus, Pterosaurus, Therizinosaurus,
Yeah.
Iguanodon, Allosaurus, Corythosaurus, and Dilophosaurus. I'm just.
Man, you flew
100%
right through
correct.
that, man.
Absolutely
I feel
beautiful.
like. I studied Latin, so
Yeah,
I'm pretty good
it
with these. And as always, if you have no idea what I said, please look below the link. You'll see the list of dinosaurs you can read off while you're listening to this podcast. Folks, Megan, Amy, Steven, when you're taking this journey to find out what best dinosaur is, what's your criteria? What are you thinking of? What are you thinking of, Amy?
Ooh, well, personally, I have to go for, big is in there. It's got to
Class
be very large.
queen.
Yes. It's got
What
to
are
be
you guys
really
describing?
It's a great question. Yeah,
Thank
I mean, personally for me, I'm looking for top predators. And not just the imposters, the ones that look like they're really good at fighting stuff, but the ones that truly were awesome hunters and good at eating things.
you don't want a poser
I don't
dinosaur.
like vegetarians.
We don't want
Not,
any
it's not just
dinosaurs.
dinosaurs. Yeah. I don't like herbivores. Give me the meat eaters.
You don't want one of those dinosaurs with like a tribal tattoo, but he's never beat up anybody.
Yeah, no.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. All
Yeah.
right. How about you, Megan? What are you thinking of your best dinosaur? What's going through your head?
I'm not a size queen like Amy is, so personally, I like dinosaurs with a little bit of flair to them. You know, like maybe some spikes, maybe some random ass plates that nobody knows what they do. That's what I like in a dinosaur. Weirdness.
Okay, so like piercings.
Yes.
I'm just gonna assume all dinosaurs are people for this whole episode.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah,
we can work with that.
Steven, what do you think of them? Not just what's featured on the bed sheets, like what?
Yeah. Okay. I was trying to think. Like, am I the only one that's gonna be like serious about this? I feel kind of bad. I'm all thinking of like,
no, that's fantastic. Oh, that's if the fast, serious one like, is the comic paws. And the non-serious one are the paleontology students, it's fantastic.
Okay. You know what? I think agility, but size does kind of, I don't know, have playing a role. Yeah. I mean, I honestly might have to defend some of these plant dinosaurs because I don't want you guys thinking that they aren't badass, because some of these we probably get into it later, but I mean, if there's a plant dinosaur I feel like you guys are going against, I'll probably try to defend it.
Oh, that's fine.
Well, I have no opinion either way on meat versus plant, as long as it's got cool spikes and
balance. That's true.
Yeah. Balance with
all.
Yeah.
As long as it's shiny. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, me personally, what I'm thinking of is like popular culture dinosaurs and ones with weapons.
Nice. Yeah.
I think that's just very cool that a dinosaur is like, it's not just me, I also have a gun. Like but it's not a gun, it's more like a tail. But still.
I got you.
It's kind of like a gun. But that's that's what I'm thinking for this. Okay, let's start off with everyone's favorite podcast round, the veto round. We're going to go one at a time and take one of these dinosaurs off the list. What? Just right away of this list. I'm going to go with the person with the most Latino blood in his system. Steven.
Yes.
What dinosaur are you, right away, you say not going to be on this list? Take it
The pterodactyl.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, the pterosaurus?
Absolutely. No, that flying
watch,
dinosaur.
Watch your terms here. This is the one thing I studied.
The one thing on what terms?
Yeah, isn't the actual
dinosaur? I feel that it's unfair because it can fly. And all these other dinosaurs are bound by gravity. So it's kind of... sucks. You got a dinosaur that can just fucking fly around and not do anything. It can just run away. So I feel like if we're gonna combat dinosaurs, we gotta get rid of the pterodactyl.
So it's not. It's bullshit that you can fly. And
yeah,
I'm gonna go ahead and interrupt you guys because we have pterodactyl. Some... First off, pterodactyl, pterosaurus, and pterosaur are three separate things.
What's
pterosaur is the term for all things that were the big flying, not dinosaurs.
Flying
because that's my second point, which is that they're not dinosaurs at all.
Not even dinosaurs.
Wait, I put a non-dinosaur on my list of dinosaurs?
You did.
Yeah.
You did. And
so, this is going great.
Even though it comes in the bag of all the plastic toys.
Mm-hmm. And lived at the same time.
Got eaten by real dinosaurs.
Or non-dinosaurs.
So if they weren't dinosaurs, what were they?
They are part of the same family. Well, not family, that's not the word I'm looking for, but the same grouping. They're archosaurs. Like crocodiles and dinosaurs, but just like crocodiles aren't dinosaurs, neither are pterosaurs.
I think we have to define dinosaur, really, to be able to understand. So dinosaurs are reptiles that had a certain configuration to their skull that we don't have to talk about, but they lived during the Mesozoic. And they were all on land. Key to being a dinosaur is being terrestrial, meaning you're not in the air and you're not in the water. So any picture of like a plesiosaur or pterosaurs, all of those are not actual dinosaurs.
And Dimetron, also not a dinosaur.
So basically, yeah, Steven's right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Steven, we have heard your view.
Steven, without even knowing, knew the one
non-dinosaur. The one non-dinosaur.
It just seemed weird.
It just seemed funny, right? He was just wrong.
You know what's going to be funny is that people are going to be saying that pterodactyls are dinosaurs, and all this new information I just acquired, I'm just going to shove it right in their face. Like, no, they're not. They can fly.
They're not going to be saying pterosaurs are dinosaurs because everyone's going to listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
And now they know the knowledge.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. This is good. This is great.
A lot of decades of misinformation.
I don't want to say I'm a hero.
Pick a new dinosaur? Because I don't. Or are we just going to eliminate that one, like, neutrally?
Steven, I think we're going to let you take that one off.
Yeah.
Cool. Nice.
Unless you seem like, I want to take that one off and then four others. But we're just going to.
Well, go ahead. Well, we started with the non-dinosaur first. So that's great.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to move this over to Amy and Megan. What are you guys thinking over there? What one do you want to take off?
So this is Megan, and I am going to go ahead and I'm going to say fuck T-Rex.
Whoa!
Yeah. I concur. I am not fond of Tyrannosaurus Rex. It's a gigantic scavenger and nobody wants to accept that. It's like the bald eagle. Like, everybody's like, oh, it's so cool. It's so pretty. It's so big. We'll just ignore the fact that it eats carcasses.
Dead things.
Dead carcasses. Rotting carcasses.
You should be able to support that. Like, what makes you think that they just ate carcasses?
Yes.
Well, oh, dear.
I knew it. I was waiting for this.
Okay, the debate goes back and forth. There's evidence on both sides of the story, truly. But really, when we look at the stature of T-Rex, it's got a huge face and really big jaws that are really great at cracking through bone and, like, you know, big piles of meat, but it doesn't exactly have the build of something that's taking down, actively hunting and, like, taking down these other dinosaurs with its teeny tiny little arms.
And that's the other reason I'm rejecting T-Rex. It's got tiny arms, and that's weird.
I mean, they can't do push-ups, of course.
Yeah, no.
Are there other, I don't know, it's just weird to think that he's, he was evolved to become this gigantic creature for a reason, and it would just be weird that, like, he's so good at scavenging that he became, like 20 feet tall, super big, long teeth. I mean, it just always sounded, because I've heard that scavenging theory. It is a theory. It's not a fact.
It's true. Well, it's totally true.
It's all facts on this podcast.
But it's just weird that, like, this animal would just become this size, but all it did with its size was just go around and follow other people and just, you know.
And scare them away. What better way to scare away something that's just killed someone being way bigger than them?
True. You don't want to eat that animal if you're big.
So basically, they're just a Halloween costume for, like, millions of years.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Well, get away from my food! And oh, yeah, it's mine now. Like, okay, it's good.
I mean, I will say, as you guys are paleontologists, a famous paleontologist Robert Backer called him the most popular dinosaur among ages, cultures, and nationalities, and you just took it off. He just spat in the face of Robert Backer.
Yeah, it's a good time. Everybody knows now that pterodactyls aren't dinosaurs, so I think it's time for a T-Rex to not be fade away. He's had his 15 minutes.
He's had more than 15 minutes. He's had his 15 million.
That's way too long.
Other cool dinosaurs to talk about, you know? He gets all the glory. Yeah. Not fair.
And Barney is a T-Rex, so I'm fine with
taking it off. See? Perfect.
That makes so much sense now.
Yeah.
All right.
Let me see. This is tough. Here's what I'm going to. Now, through my little research that I did today, I went on Wikipedia a lot. There was way too many words. So I just read that first paragraph and then the last paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I got a good understanding. But I'm taking away the Dilophosaurus. That one.
They even pronounce that one in Jurassic Park, Joe.
Yeah, well, Dilophosaurus.
That's the one that's, like, totally spitting venom.
Yeah. Well, that's actually the reason I want to take it off. There's no proof that it actually spits venom.
No, that was just made up.
That's true. And they made it way smaller than it really was in that movie.
Yeah, it was way bigger.
So it's way... Well, the reason it was smaller because it had so much venom.
That makes so much sense.
Yeah. Like, it's unbelievable to me. My whole life. Even after watching Jurassic Park 1 through 3 this week, was that this is a spitting dinosaur. Not even true. My mind was blown.
No, not even true.
That's true, yeah.
So okay. I don't want to say we started off with facts, you know. T-Rex, scavenger, maybe. Actually, I don't know about that one. Pterosaurus, not a dinosaur, and Dildosaurus or whatever.
Dildosaurus.
Whatever it's called, not a spitter, which...
Yeah. It did vibrate, so... It vibrated before it spit.
Is it odd? That is odd. Amy, what are you thinking here?
I think I'm going to have to get rid of Apatosaurus. Ooh, yeah, oh. Just because of the whole vegetarian thing.
It is huge.
It can whip you with its tail.
I know.
No, it's vegetarian.
It's big,
so.
And it's cool. But no, if it trips, it dies.
So it's like a cow? If you push a cow over, it's donezo?
Pretty much. Yeah, these things had so much body mass that if they actually fell over, then it would be very hard for them to ever actually stand back up. And it's just, a big long neck dinosaur. Didn't even have cheeks. Couldn't even chew all of its own food. Had to swallow rocks to help digest.
It's efficient.
It's pathetic.
It didn't have to
terrible dinosaur.
To for it.
No, it's all right. It's all right. It's just not the best. You guys already got the good one.
It's a mediocre dinosaur.
Well, what's weird about that is it's one of the largest land animals of all time, and it's called the deceptive lizard. That's I know it's coming. I can see it miles away.
It's so deceptive.
It's so deceptive. Boom.
I mean, boom. Do you hear something? No, that's nothing at all.
Right behind you. Watch out.
Wait. What dinosaur was that again?
The Apatosaurus.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay,
formerly known as Brontosaurus, by the way, that's another reason I don't like it, is it's associated with all of that mishmash of poor science, and yeah,
Brontosaurus. Like, it's also like a Supersaurus or something like that.
That's fake. They're always coming out.
Yeah,
with
there's a bigger one too. So there's bigger, there's better.
My relatives are always like, "Oh, Megan, you're a paleontologist. Did you hear about this new dinosaur?" I'm like, "I don't care. They come up with new ones every week, guys. Not that exciting. New dinosaurs."
I guess it's like the same if you're like an astronomer and they're like, "Have you heard of this new star?"
Yeah,
it's the one that's kind of bright.
They find like new stars, like, oh gosh, like every day.
You can buy a star.
What? Most you can buy a star.
Yeah,
you're telling me that I can go purchase a gigantic burning source of light in the sky? Are you serious?
Yeah, for like $50.
For $50.
Oh, you're getting ripped off, Joe. You can get
Oh, is it cheaper now? The economy is...
They've got a lot of stars. There's
a lot.
Man, the economy is affecting everything.
Whoever is selling stars is a business genius. He's like, I'm just going to get people to sign this little piece of paper and say they own a star, even though they really don't.
Yeah. That'd be funny if they found one star they can actually communicate with or whatever, and something happens with it, and it's like Steven Starr.
It sounds so unprofessional. Here we have all this cluster of stars, and right there, the most brightest star is the Steven Star. So anticlimactic. It's like, all right. So
don't limit yourself. I think if you purchase it, you can give it a different name. You don't have to call it after yourself.
Dilophosaurus star.
Dildosaurus star.
Dildosaurus.
The beautiful star.
Okay, so we got two more we have to take off here, and I'm gonna split us into groups.
Okay.
Okay. And it's pretty easy groups. It's Amy and Megan and then Joe and Steven. Yeah. You know?
Oh, good.
So Steven, what between you and me? What are we thinking here of taking off a dinosaur?
Iguanodon.
Yeah.
They're always like, I don't know. They're like, they're ultimately, I know they're not cows because there's other dinosaurs that can represent a cow. But to me, they had thumbs. That's great. Other than that.
Thumbs up.
Exactly.
Those cheerful dinosaurs are
a good move.
While they're being eaten by a velociraptor. Thumbs up, man. Good job for eating me.
Great job,
they're just
buddy.
Useless flesh, I basically. So we got to get rid of it.
What if it didn't just give the thumbs up, but also stuck its other fingers out for gun signs?
Yes, then it would be.
Pew, pew,
pew, pew, pew, pew, pew,
like the dorky dinosaur.
Die, T-Rex. Pew, 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 pew. God, Steve Iguanodon, you're crazy. All my fake people in the world are Steve. I'm sorry, Steve. But Megan and Amy, we just took Iguanodon off, and that's what I was going to tell Steven to do anyway.
I think that's fair. Yeah.
What are you guys thinking here?
You know, I'm really not that big of a fan of Ankylosaurus, just because it's kind of hard to say.
What? No, Ankylosaurus are great.
Even if you start to say.
No, Ankylosaurs are super friggin' legit.
What if you say Ankylosaurus?
They're pissed off coffee table.
It's not Ankylosaurus?
Ankylosaurus.
Oh.
Ankylosaurus.
Ankylosaurus.
No! We want to get rid of I dictatorship here.
What do you want to put up then?
The
Cory,
whatever one, I can't pronounce.
Oh, the duck?
It's a hadrosaur, and I don't know.
Yeah,
like
they're like super cool. People.
I know it's like the mascot of U of O, for the duck.
You know what?
Like the duck-billed dinosaur,
They're one of the endemic dinosaurs of Alberta.
Oh, so they're Canadian.
Yeah.
Canadian.
Another reason to get rid of them.
Okay, so that people aren't confused, could you guys describe the dinosaur that you're trying to eliminate?
Okay, I will describe Ankylosaurus. Ankylosaurus is like the ottoman of dinosaurs. It's big, it's short. That's a bad thing. It's,
Hey, and my listener is over 7 feet tall, so it's okay.
Yeah, it's got a big hammer on its tail, but that's really its only claim.
Oh, and its entire body is covered in armor, including its eyelids.
It's like a big deal. It's a big chicken that is useless.
Chickens aren't.
Why? I'm so confused. You got a dinosaur covered in armor, has a weapon on its tail,
and it's a chicken.
It's pretty compact, low center of gravity.
She's just threatened by other small creatures.
I don't like it. I want to be the shortest one here.
Yeah.
I don't want any shorter dinosaurs.
I don't want to get rid of that one, though.
Okay, why do you want to get rid of Corythosaurus?
Corythosaurus, I mean, Hadrosaurus, I'm going to go with the whole Iguanodon theory here. No. They're just kind of boring. They're herd dinosaurs.
They make cool noises, probably.
Only some of them. And
probably.
They just are the meal of every other critter out there.
I'm just curious.
Well, you know what? All herbivores are the meals of, like, fungi. Isn't that way worse?
Wow, you said cool noises. Like, what kind of noises do you think it made?
Do you want me to, like, make them?
If you
get in the right zone here. Maybe more like,
wow, you really did it.
Very nasally.
I'm going to just
say provide all our dinosaur noses.
Yeah, actually.
That might be my ringtone. I don't know.
I just howled into my hands.
So I think that was another point in the get them off the list.
That's a beautiful time to sing like that.
The Corythosaurus stands for helmet lizard.
Yeah, because they have the funny little doohickey on their head that's made of bone that was a resonating chamber for sound.
I got a random little question. If we got this Corythosaurus and an Iguanodon to duke it out, who do you guys think would go on top?
Iguanodon, thumbs up.
Thumb in the eye.
I'm probably going to have to go with that. to be real, Corythosaurus isn't gonna win in a fight.
No, they're pathetic.
It's like the Justin Bieber, I guess, of this list.
It's the
noises it made, and it's Canadian.
That's brilliant.
So much sense. No one likes it.
And now that I've said that, I want to get rid of it.
Yep, cool.
So, okay, Corythosaurus
is off the list. Ankylosaurus lives another day.
Another day.
Or Ankylosaurus or.
Ankylosaurus.
We just vetoed 6 of them off. Congrats, guys. You can give yourself a round of applause. Actually, don't. Clapping doesn't sound good on this.
So what do we have left?
But the 6 we have left are Stegosaurus, Triceratops, Utah Raptor, Ankylosaurus, Therizinosaurus.
Oh, I love the way you pronounce that every time.
Every time, like, it gets better.
In my ears.
And the Allosaurus, but that's an easy one. I'm glad I have that one still on the list.
Yep.
A lot of people are concerned that Tyrannosaurus Rex is already off the list. I'm getting texts. I don't know how they know. But they know. They're surprised with that. But let's go down this list one at a time, kind of discuss this dinosaur, how we feel about it, and whether it should be in the top 3. So let's start it off. With Allosaurus.
I personally love Allosaurus.
Why do you love Allosaurus? Isn't it just like a tinier T-Rex?
No.
Exactly.
No, it is not.
Let her explain.
Okay. Fellow Utah native. I really like Allosaurus because it is the state fossil of Utah, the great state that I am from.
We got rid of Corythosaurus and I'm from Alberta.
Whatever. That's not my only point.
Whatever. It also, is Canada, to be fair.
While it was a predecessor to the T-Rex in its day and age, it was the largest predator on the landscape.
Until,
and was a predator, and it could unhinge its jaw like a snake to eat large hunks of meat. And there's a really cool dinosaur locality in central Utah near Price where like tons of them all died together and they have beautiful skeleton remains there. And it's just, it's really great. Allosaurus is awesome.
This is a
you said it unhinged its jaw?
Yeah.
Why would it, what kind of evolutionary advantage is that?
Bigger bites.
Being able
I don't
to...
think it's for blowjobs.
Jeez, Greg.
You guys taking notes or something?
Unhinged jaw, that's such a good idea. To help our sex
As
life.
It was from Utah, I doubt it was giving any blowjobs.
Yeah.
However,
I don't think, just don't it allowed it from to, Utah.
Yeah. Even though, yeah, so the Cleveland Lloyd Dinosaur Quarry, where a bunch of them died, is pretty weird because at most fossil localities, you know, herbivores are the number one fossil we find. But at this locality, it's like 70% Allosaurus. So it's like 70% predators. And then the rest are like herbivores. And they don't know why so many Allosaurus died in this one spot, but maybe it
maybe
was
they're
an orgy.
Like whales. Maybe they beached themselves.
Maybe, but they, yeah, they could have been like a
suicide cult,
a swamp.
Maybe they all unhinged their jaw and they just couldn't put it back.
Yeah.
That's true.
Maybe it was like a big fashion. Like, oh yeah.
There's all this confusion.
Yeah.
I had to fight for this one. I'm not too attached.
Can their arms like how are they long arms?
Not. I mean, they're still in that theropod family. Well, not that that means that it's smaller, but they had bigger arms than the T-Rex, proportional to its body. But they still weren't that big. They were like a little bit better.
They
probably still couldn't touch their toes. No,
not with their nose.
Could they juggle?
Well,
they have a tail.
You'd have to ask them.
Okay. All right, Allosaurus. So are we thinking top three?
Yeah.
No.
Let's discuss more of these dinosaurs before
okay,
we
now,
start.
Yeah, we'll just put this on the cusp. We'll kind of go to the next one. Oh, let's go. We talked about Ankylosaurus.
Does Steven
I'm
have
developing
it?
One right now.
Oh, good.
Okay. Like writing a thesis?
Okay, this guy is a tank, technically, right? No, yeah. Not yeah. Technically. Like, this is a tank. He is has armor. He has a little... did that have a lot of weight to it at the end of his tail? Like, what
yeah,
was that made?
The last seven vertebrae of the tail were fused with ossified tendons so that they could swing it at full force into other predators, or into predators.
It's a mace. It's a mace
yeah.
on his butt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A butt mace.
Plus, he had those cool little, like, spikes on his head that seemed nice.
Yeah.
Not big spikes. Just like, hey, it's kind of for fashion.
Okay. I see this dinosaur being more like defensive, but do you think it can go on like an attack and probably actually kill something?
Like a rage mode?
Yeah, like whack-a-mole basically, yeah.
Well, only if provoked.
Is it pretty quick with the tail? Or is it like you see it like you're like, I guess I'll just take two steps right.
Well, I mean, it did have armor on its eyelids, so.
Yeah. According to Robert Bacher's novel, Raptor Red, yes, moved their tails very fast. Quack, 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 quack. But that's, you know, a novel.
I've forgotten that part of that book.
I love that book.
You don't think it, like, telegraphed it, like, right before it moved and hit its tail? Too much.
Well, I mean, it is extinct, so maybe that's why.
Yeah, it did something wrong.
Oh, it has nothing to do with, like, that mass extinction.
No. What mass extinction?
They just died because they were pathetic.
They're just stupid. Just die now.
Isn't the really slow dinosaur in Land Before Time an Ankylosaurus, or is it a Stegosaurus?
Oh, that's a good question. Spike?
Spike, yeah. Oh, that must be a Stegosaurus. Yeah, we'll get to that one. I'm going to use that as evidence for
it being lame.
Getting rid of Stegosaurus.
Hey, these are really, they're 30 feet long. Wow.
They're big tanks.
They are, yeah, but I feel like they're useless though.
They
kinda
are
like
not.
A rock.
So I actually do have an Ankylosaurus fact that I know. I did TA the dinosaur class this last year, which
is that what
kind
it was
of,
called? Dinosaur class?
It's called Dinosaurs. Yeah.
You can, it's a 300-level class. Isn't that embarrassing?
300-level. Welcome to Dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Her class.
Yeah. It was great.
You guys wearing a pith helmet. Yeah. A magnifying glass. Dinosaurs. The world's lizard. What? What is he talking about?
Okay. Anyways.
Source fact is they find them usually upside down because they were so top heavy that when they died, if they died in water, they would flip. And so they'd like float in upside down. But I am not entirely convinced that they would not flip in water anyways, because they still have a lot of armor when they're, you know, alive.
Why would they
so
go
I think
water?
That they're useless in water is well, the point.
Well,
I'm gonna
I mean, well, tanks if they're top heavy, you said they're top heavy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're just like a Ford Escape. Like, I feel like if they're in a fight and they make a wrong turn, they're going to topple, and then they're all exposed.
They swing that tail too hard. Next thing you know, they're on their back.
Cool,
Allosaurus is eating a – I guess they don't have armor in their bellies.
No, and that's how they would be. They'd have to flip them over and rip open their soft inside. Okay, like, you convinced me.
They were the oysters. Oysters of the dinosaur kingdom.
Delicious land oysters.
That makes a lot of sense. Plus, I mean, what was the big top predator, I don't know if you guys do know this, that existed during their time?
Well, that's also debated. I mean, they lived in the Cretaceous, so, I mean, some people are going to say that T-Rex was the top predator. We don't really buy that. I would say probably more of Utah Raptor
and the Cromp. The Corythosaurus. All right, so Allosaurus, Ankylosaurus. My understanding is everyone's slowly turning on the Ankylosaurus.
Yeah. So I do love that we're still debating on how to pronounce it, and I think my pronunciation's winning.
Well, I think we should just get rid of it before that.
Well, I'm gonna just call it one last Ankylosaurus because that's my favorite. That's what I always called it. Not that I got to say that word a lot. There's not a lot of situations where you get to bring up Ankylosaurus. Our next one, the Utah Raptor. Now, my understanding, before we even continue, is this automatic top three.
Yep.
Utah Raptor. Well, I agree. Loves it enough, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll save the discussion on the Utah Raptor to later, because I feel like there's a lot of high opinions, a lot of praise.
She's right next to me, so she could hurt me. So, I don't really feel safe voicing my
she
opinion
knows how
about
I feel
Utah
about
Raptor.
Utah Raptor. I mean, Utah... Raptor.
Well, I was unaware that you're from Utah, which might throw this whole debate in the air. I don't know.
I know. It's a little bit of an unbiased. I was only there for 4 years.
Oh, you were come on. The Stegosaurus. Classic.
Oh, Stegosaurus. All right, so let's go back to Spike, the dinosaur from Land Before Time. First off, he's really stupid in the movie. And also, there is a lot of porn featuring Spike the Stegosaurus and his half-sister Ducky, and that's gross.
Wait a second.
You can't Google them safely.
You cannot safely Google Stegosaurus or Spike from Land Before Time without
getting some really messed up.
You gotta turn your safe search on, or you're gonna find some really intriguing drawings.
We did a whole blog post about it.
Some people may not have caught that. You said... Yeah. That Spike the Dinosaur, who's a Stegosaurus Land Before Time, featured in other movies, to some people known as pornography.
Not movies. At least I haven't found any movies yet. But drawings, yes.
Oh drawings, not like voyeur clips?
No, thank
God. Not just a guy dressed up like a Stegosaurus walking around?
As far as I know, there's only the pterodactyl porn
that does feature men in costumes.
Yeah, so...
Wait. Dinosaur porn was never on the discussion. What is going on? There's people who dress up like pterodactyls or pterosaurs.
We blogged about this. It's fair game.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I feel like it should be used to discard Stegosaurus.
Yeah, it's dirty.
Spike is a, you know.
Plus, it's an herbivore. Boring. Yeah.
Look, Spike just moved to Hollywood. He was just trying to make an extra buck. There's not a lot of baby Stegosaurus movies out there that he can get roles in.
That's true. He is pretty limited as far as his audience. So. Yeah.
He was supposed to be the Bourne Identity, but they gave, that gave it to Matt Damon instead of Spike the Dinosaur.
A high enough kick.
I just couldn't. A little more agile, Spike. Can I just have sex with my half sister again, Spike? No. No, Spike.
No.
You were the front runner.
Wow. So you guys would say no to the Stegosaurus?
Yeah.
I don't know. I know it eats plants. He got a badass mohawk.
Spikes
are
on
those
tail.
Are those bones or those spikes on his tail? Are those bones? Or is that like something that could break off?
The spikes on the tail were probably defensive, but the big plates on the back were bone, and they still actually it's still argued what the function and the position of all those big plates would have been.
Yeah, they might have been for signaling. So like. Because these are not the most clever of animals. If you look at their brain size, these were not, a PhD student of the dinosaur world. they had tiny, tiny brains, and a lot of them have these really elaborate spikes and big plates. So one of the theories is that they were using it to recognize each other so that they didn't waste their time.
Mating with the wrong dinosaur.
Boning the wrong dinosaur.
Wow, that's stupid. You know what's funny? Humans haven't even figured that out. Like, they know they're not supposed to mate with each other, like their family, but they just do anyways.
Sheep. Yeah. Like, if there's a big sign that's like, sheep, don't do this.
Or llamas. Yeah, llamas. But the tail spikes are called the Thagomizer after that Far Side cartoon. So that's pretty cool.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. I will say, like, the best part, like, while I was looking on Wikipedia at all these dinosaurs, they have, like, the picture of a dinosaur next to a human. To symbolize.
Oh, yeah.
But it's always, like, a human waving. Like, hey, how you doing?
I don't even notice the silhouetted dinosaur next to me. Is it a T-Rex? I don't know.
Hey, Mom! Mom, nom, 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 nom. Okay, so Stegosaurus gone. Sorry, Stegos. Triceratops, a classic. Another classic. A lot of people.
Okay, I have a question about the Triceratops. Were they fast?
I mean, compared to what?
Like your average turtle? Like, definitely.
Well, we're voting these dinosaurs up, and I feel like it has horns, so it used that to ram apparently. But was it any use? Basically.
Well, I read that the horns may not have been used as weapons, but maybe like, hey, ladies, check out my horns.
Sex
horns.
Well, yeah. Or like, hey, I'm this species of Triceratops.
Don't fuck that other species of Triceratops.
Did dinosaurs really have a hard time not knowing to mate with like their own family?
Yeah. I mean, modern species struggle with this too. Pandas in captivity cannot figure out how to mate.
Like, they have horn
and
porn.
Yeah, they like don't understand it. This is a common failure. Evolutionary problem.
Although I don't think pandas are like actively trying to mate with other animals, which is a problem with a lot of different animals.
That's true. Like just otters. Trying to mate with the wrong species.
Yeah.
No, panda, that's Susie.
So their genetic code like kind of trying to guide them in a way to say, hey, don't mate with your sister. But regardless to how flamboyant their colors got, they still did it anyways.
Yeah. Well, I don't even think it's not don't mate with your sister. It's like don't mate with that chimpanzee. Like that's the level of
dinosaurs. Oh wow, dinosaurs are dumb. Wow.
Yeah, they're really dumb.
Yeah, because I mean there's some evidence that maybe they were wrestling, or at least there's some people who theorize that they were wrestling
with those big horns,
or that maybe they were to tell males from females, but there's not a lot of evidence for males and females looking terribly different in this particular group. So
I imagine if like a bunch of trees fell down, then a lot of dinosaurs would be confused and think they're like, oh, there's a bunch of dinosaurs laying down just for me.
Probably.
I mean, it's possible.
Yeah, totally.
No,
yeah.
It's like that moose picture that you have of the moose humping
a statue
of a buffalo.
Yeah. You're confusing out there, man. You got all these hormones telling you to hump things.
All right, well, good. This is learning about dinosaurs sexually confused. Like, I don't know if I need to hump another living thing or a rock. Like, I can't make a decision.
That's the real problem with the comet. They all tried to hump.
They all tried to have sex with the meteor.
Oh, right. So, wow. That must have been really confused. Because I know they always made it at once, right?
All the
in some way.
Yeah, it was a real big day.
I mean, like, they kind of, like, choreographed, like, mating calls. Like, there was a certain season for mating.
Well, it would totally depend on the species and the different groups. But, I mean, there probably would have been a certain year, like spring probably would have been, the season for getting freaky in dinosaur land.
Although things were warmer then, too, and if you're traveling in herds and it's warm, you can kind of just
do it all the time. Yeah, got a support team.
If your growing seasons are different than that.
Well, dinosaurs pretty promiscuous, or did they kind of just stick to, like, their own families?
Ooh,
that's a really good question. I mean, behavioral stuff like that is really hard to infer from, you know, a pile of bones. But if you look at their, like, most closely related modern relatives, things that are still alive that are kind of related to dinosaurs, we've got, you know, crocodiles and alligators on one end, and you have birds on the other.
Although...
So you can kind of look at those organisms and try and infer, but, you know, probably weren't that monogamous or anything. They're probably probably breeding.
Well, and most birds are not monogamous. Though they pretend to be.
I'm not gonna lie. I watched the TV show Dinosaurs, and they seem pretty monogamous.
That's because human beings made it.
It wasn't dinosaur made.
They didn't go back in time with cameras.
They did. That wasn't. Oh, okay. Because it seemed like they just had a nice household. Although,
nice neighborhood.
Have you ever seen the finale of that TV show?
I don't think I actually have seen it.
Is that that really creepy one?
It's the most depressing finale of any TV series.
Does the meteor just come and kill them all?
No, the main character, Dad, works for this corporation, and then the corporation started destroying the environment, and he started helping them do that because he thought he was helping, and then it brought about the Ice Age, and then the baby goes, "What's going to happen to us?" And then that's the end.
Oh my god.
Wow.
That is dark.
That is incredibly inaccurate on so many levels.
Really wrong.
There was not corporations.
I'm not bitching about that one. Mostly the Ice Age coming after the dinosaurs. That's my real beef. Well, thinking about corporations, I don't know.
Bring it up with Jim Henson's family, because that was his
Jim, come on, man.
Come on, Jimathan. I don't know his full name.
What are we talking about, even?
We were talking about Triceratops.
They
were Triceratops.
Yeah.
But they probably weren't that fast, to go back to that earlier question, too. Like, they were probably pretty slow. But, I mean, compared to...
It's not a speedy time for herbivores.
But they were big, they would have made...
fast enough to utilize those horns. I mean, instead of using them as, like, hey, bitches, come on over, but into a point to, like, say, like, defending territory or... Even if, like, a bigger predator came in, like, do you think those horns would have been effective?
I wouldn't want to fall on them if I was incoming.
Are they hollow?
How would you fall on them? They're parallel to the ground.
I don't know. We trip weirdly. I don't know. They could be sneezing.
I was just walking around the Triceratops, and I tripped and fell right through the horn. It was incredible.
Yeah.
He ran into my fist.
But they are also herbivores, so I vote for them to be removed.
You're thinking of removing the Triceratops instead, and we only have one other dinosaur left. So far we have Allosaurus and Utah Raptor there.
Right.
And Therizinosaurus.
And Therizinosaurus. I don't know if you pronounced that right.
I did.
I think it's Therizin and
You're right. It's Therizinosaurus with a big weight in the middle. And after the pause, then you say Saurus.
I got Saurus good. No, how was the resident source? The resident source?
No, Therizinosaurus.
Therizinosaurus. Yeah, I'm not gonna remember that. So you're saying Nat's better than the Triceratops?
I think so. It's so much cooler than Triceratops.
Yeah, it's the Edward Scissorhands of dinosaurs. It had huge blades on its hands. That's awesome. That's really all I actually know about them.
And it had four.
That's all. All I know is they've got blade hands.
I know some cool stuff.
Do you need to know? Okay, Amy knows some.
Oh, which is actually another reason I could bring back a cut. Anyway,
no.
Therizinosaurs are awesome. So they are in the family theropods, which are like all the big scary carnivore ones, you know, bipedal, on two legs, running around, scary big jaws, all those ones, like T-Rex. But it probably was an herbivore, so it was like
like, it was, you know, just the weird uncle in the family that didn't actually partake in everything else that the family did. And yeah. It didn't actually eat meat.
Oh, it's like the vegetarian.
Yeah, it was the weird vegetarian.
So cute.
And it had these huge claws on its hands, I guess, if you will. And then its toes were unique because it didn't have three toes like most theropods. It actually has four toes. And because of their unique toe pattern, we have been able to identify that not only these dinosaurs lived in Utah and other places in, like, the Midwest of, or, I mean, in the West of the United States, but also in Alaska. So these guys were up in the Arctic, which is awesome.
That is cool. How'd you get your research? Why?
I found
their tracks.
Oh, you found their tracks or something?
Yeah, we found their tracks in Denali.
Oh, Denali. I know. That's
your guys'
Alaska,
life
right?
is so exciting. Just helping find dinosaur tracks, and I'm sitting next to a cat that's fucking licking himself.
I don't have a cat.
No, I'm with you, Steven. I have an upside down bicycle that I can't figure out how to put the brakes on. So what am I gonna do?
And they're here, like, oh, we just stumbled across these dinosaur tracks. Oh.
That's Amy's life. I spend most of my time in windowless rooms photographing skulls. I don't know. That's
not cool. Like, it's still a skull. Like, I looked at Excel and figured out how to do an if-then formula a little bit differently, and I was like, hell yeah.
Oh, I love Excel.
Anyways, all right, so this, they're only 10 feet tall.
Yeah, they're pretty small.
That sounds like, their claws, like, they're tiny. They're just like that small guy who tries to puff
like
his chest out.
They also probably were feathered.
That's a problem. I'm not a big fan of this whole feather thing.
Weird looking was the thing. It had big, like, kitchen knives on its hands, and then it was feathered and walked around on two legs.
I just found this fact out about them. Some paleontologists have speculated that, I can't say the name, used its giant claws to rip open giant termite nests, making, can't say its name, an insect eater. Oh, this guy sounds pretty tough. Mr. Insect Eater right here. Insects were pretty big back then.
That sounds really difficult.
Weren't insects like gigantic back then? So maybe that is kind of impressive.
They were like, I'm thinking of like, they were like the movie King Kong insects. They were.
That's possible. No. That was like, I've seen some pictures of like the spiders that used to exist back then. Like, they were measured in feet, not inches, like we do now. So
I am so scared, and I'll have nightmares because of that. Thank you, Steven.
I'm gonna point out, Steven, that all the giant insects died out in the Carboniferous. That was when we had a lot more oxygen in the air, and insects and arthropods in general have different lung systems that don't work very well with our current low oxygen amounts. So they were probably not eating gigantic spiders.
But they were eating termites, and that's really cool too.
I'm not on Wikipedia, okay? I'm in some. It's called Enchanted Learning, and has these.
Oh no! Not Enchanted Learning.
Whoa!
They still say Brontosaurus on
that.
You're saying there's certain websites that aren't good dinosaur knowledge?
I don't.
Yeah, Amy, what's your opinion on that?
Yes,
point out Cat Water, who has a very strong opinion about a website.
I have a very strong opinion about everything.
So, really like Granny Smith apples or.
Fuck no, guys.
Granny Smith
are
disgusting.
That's bullshit. That's a fantastic apple.
They're only good for pie.
Not a bad thing. Only good for pies? That's a great compliment. You're only good for pies. That's an okay thing to be only good at.
Could you imagine
there's
like
bakers that have a career based on being only good at pies?
That's why bakers become bakers, because when they were kids, their parents said that to them all the time.
You're not good at math. You're only good at pies.
Your father would have left us if you were better at pies. What? So our final three, the Edward Scissorhands of dinosaurs, which I feel like has just got a big bump just for having claws.
Yeah.
It's like that girl that just gets her nails done and can't get into a fight because they don't want to break her nails. Like, that's how I look at this dinosaur.
So this is the Laquisha of dinosaurs?
Yeah. Don't you be coming up in my nest. Like, that's how I imagine this dinosaur. I don't see it very scary.
That's fair.
And it's got feathers.
It's, oh yeah, feathers are pretty flamboyant. I mean, I don't know.
Hey, but don't be talking, I mean, don't hate on feathers too much. Your friend Utah Raptor probably was covered in them too.
Yeah.
But Utah Raptor had a lot more going for him.
Was Allosaurus covered in the fuzz, the pre-feather fuzz?
It was Jurassic, so probably not.
Ooh. So peach fuzz, kind of like...
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Possibly. Maybe the babies.
So dinosaurs basically all had some sort of fur or feathers. Is that what I'm finding out? Because it seems like that's the more and more we find out about dinosaurs, the more and more we find out it wasn't just like a snake skin.
Right. They weren't just like, yeah, as reptilian as we've always depicted them. Well, though we still are learning a lot.
Like the theropods in the age of dinosaurs. They're the ones that you find all the feathers on. Like you don't.
It's not at all dinosaurs. It's
Corythosaurus didn't have feathers.
Yeah.
But it also sounded like
it's real tough. Get away, guys.
I'm a duck. Watch yourselves. Okay, Corey. Corey, the least threatening name of a person.
Yeah. Right.
My big brother Corey's gonna get you. I know he's not gonna get you.
You sound like someone who's maybe like their worst trait is that they're addicted to meth.
Wow.
That's what I associate with the name Corey.
Oh my god. That's in Boy Meets World, but that's all right.
Utah Raptor. So what's the deal with this thing? I don't know anything other than it's bigger than a normal Velociraptor.
Well, the whole thing about the Velociraptor, this is what people don't know, is that they think that Velociraptors are what they see in Jurassic Park. And everyone carries around this knowledge, like Velociraptors are 6 feet tall, they're very long, they're deadly and intelligent. I imagine they're probably some of those things, but their size was like greatly exaggerated.
Yeah. Well, they can open doors though, right?
They can open doors, they can talk to each other, they do that chirping thing, I don't know. Do they chirp?
They couldn't actually open doors either. That was a factual inaccuracy in the movie, too.
No. They have the
no, they're clappers, not flappers. So you can still...
Wait, what's a clapper, not a flapper?
Okay, so, in that movie, they're depicted as having hands kind of like, okay, like flapped out. Okay, we don't have a little...
I'm going to imagine that right now you're pantomiming what it looks like.
I totally am. Yeah. So clappers, they are clappers, and then their two hands, their palms would be facing each other if they had their hands out there or their arms out.
She looks
out.
Like she's jerking off two very large dicks right now.
Oh my god, that's so gross.
You know what's funny is that some kid probably just like, oh, they're talking about dinosaurs, and I never heard a podcast before. He's all listening, like, why are they
heavily
on it? Making this advantage to mention sex so many times.
Spike was my favorite.
Yeah, Spike has been ruined for everyone.
Sorry, guys.
But they probably could have figured it outdoors. Who am I kidding?
Yeah, they could. Yeah, especially not handled ones, like the ones that you have to turn the knob on, but like the
straight up and down.
When you just karate chop it and it opens.
Yeah.
And like if I can open it with my hip, I think a dinosaur could have probably opened it with his hand.
But we're like. This is the thing that I don't know if it's any kind of speculation between like the raptors, I guess, dinosaur, but were they as intelligent as Jurassic Park, like kind of depicted?
So people have theorized a lot about that. And one thing that we don't really know if they hunted in groups, like a lot of, like the movie says, and a lot of people just assume that they did hunt in these large, like very intelligent groups that were communicating all the time. We don't really actually know that. There's, you know, some hypotheses on either side. But what people have done is looked at the endocast of the fossil skulls that we find of these guys. And so that's the inside of the brain case, essentially, that we do have fossils of. And they can look at that and get an idea of how big their brain was and which parts of their brains were larger relative to other spots. And they do seem to be relatively intelligent.
I just want to throw this out here because I don't know if anyone's listening, actually really curious on how big a Velociraptor was. They are just slightly bigger than, they're like a gigantic turkey.
Basically. Yeah.
It's really sad. If you are out there and you had hopes that Velociraptors were this mean, intelligent, snarly creature, they are... a duck, basically.
But that's the Utah Raptor is tall, though, right?
It is.
So the really interesting thing behind that is when they were first coming out with the original Jurassic Park, and Michael Crichton had, you know, written the book or whatnot, and Steven Spielberg really wanted the Velociraptors to be bigger in the movie. They weren't big enough because, as we're saying, they're only turkey size in reality. So he decided to make them much larger. Mm-hmm. And so people now have been like, well, why didn't he just call them Utah Raptor or Deinonychus or, you know, one of these other larger raptors?
Because a Velociraptor is an awesome name.
That's true. And also Utah Raptor hadn't been discovered yet.
Yeah. Like they figured it was possible and that also it was movie magic and no one would care. And then after the movie was
already being produced, they found this fossil in Utah that was the correct size for this fictional dinosaur that they had created for Jurassic Park. You know, which is
if
crazy.
If Jurassic Park never did that, maybe they never would have found that fossil.
I don't know if a lot of people know, but didn't Steven Spielberg, he hired a paleontologist for...
Yeah, he did.
But he had a choice, and he decided to go with... Like, there's these two paleontologists, I guess, do not like each other, and he had chosen one of them. I'm trying to look for the name right now.
Jack Horner.
Okay, because they had made the other paleontologist... they made him a character in The Lost World who eventually, I don't know if you guys have seen the movie, but died.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. Well, it's probably Robert Docker.
Yeah.
I think I'm trying to look it up right now, but I thought that was always so interesting that I didn't know like there was feuds between, like personal feuds between paleontologists that wrecked me.
Yeah.
There's some great paleo drama, actually.
You think we have strong opinions? Like,
and you think that we have don't have a social life?
I just want to hear like just two of them just duke it out, get angry, red-faced.
Conferences get, ugly.
Yeah.
I imagine if I had those guys on this podcast, this podcast would be like 5 hours long.
Yeah.
And just yelling.
Incomprehensible.
And they just, be yelling and using big words.
Yelling in very big words.
They probably would be upset with me mispronouncing the risen and the source.
I don't know. I met Horner and he's, I don't think he was that upset. I haven't met Robert Backer.
He's a little loopy. It's great.
Yeah.
Oh, so this Robert Backer, is that who we're talking about? The guy I mentioned earlier? Wow. Uh-huh. I know him.
But he's working in Texas right now.
Just a side note. So when they got the T-Rex skeleton first, didn't they have like the pelvis bone flipped? Is that a thing?
We really don't like the T-Rex, so our knowledge on their history is not so good. That is like very common though in the past for early paleontologists and people putting these, you know, skeletons back together have made some pretty comical mistakes. So that sounds right up their alley, like the original Allosaurus, or Apatosaurus, I'm using air quotes here, they called Brontosaurus because it was part of a skeleton of one dinosaur with the skull of another dinosaur on it. Oh, so two totally wrong. So pelvis, sounds like a totally possible
Well, that was why they thought T-Rexes are so upright, and then until they realized it was more like leaning over and stuff because they had the pelvis bone flip, so it was just tall-ass dinosaur, little arms, like, what are you going to do? And they flip that
bite the birds.
Okay, so we've got Allosaurus, Utah Raptor, and the rise of dinosaurs. The Risenosaurus. What one here do you think shouldn't be in the top two?
The Risenosaurus.
Allosaurus.
Ooh, I'm going to have to agree with Therizinosaurus.
No!
I'm going with the bird with Edward Scissorhands. I hate Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
Takes all my women, I think.
I love Johnny Depp.
Oh.
The swoon in the desert over Johnny Depp.
A PhD student likes a Johnny Depp, you know?
I'm not a student yet, and he's shorter than me, so not really.
Well, I am a PhD student.
How tall are you?
Steven.
Just curious.
Amy's 5'10". Megan is 5'2".
What an odd little couple.
Means I'm rounding up.
The difference of height is the same length as one of those claws.
It's
an anteater that's gigantic and has long nails. I feel like it should.
It's awesome. Anteaters are really cool.
It did go to a lot.
You got Allosaurus. Both the Utah Raptor and Allosaurus, they hunted food.
So boring. Hunting too. It's just hunting termites.
He hunted dirt. Like, he looked for dirt that was slightly elevated than other dirt, and you're like, oh, this is a good place to eat. And then he, like, what kind of badassery is in
That's
there?
That's resourceful. He's like that bear in the Jungle Book.
I think I
bet he sang while he did it.
He ate some insects. Different herbivores.
How would he sound like when he was singing while he was eating?
Well, he doesn't have the horn, so I don't think he would have had the echoing chamber, so I'd probably been like, this is really yummy.
Actually, this is a serious question because I was really curious because I've been watching my own dinosaur documentaries. Were dinosaurs really known to hiss?
Oh, we don't know.
That's totally, there's so many, I love dinosaur documentaries because they infer so much behavioral stuff that we literally have no idea.
That's why I bring it up because there's a lot that they like, the color, the hissing. They give, the dinosaurs little characters.
Well, the color is something that we're starting to be able to answer because you can get little cellular bits from feathers, at least, and you can look at colored feathers. To understand what sort of vocalization they'd be making, you'd have to have really good preservation because the bones, the hyoid apparatus, which is what you're going to be using to help make some of your sounds and your larynx, those aren't going to fossilize really, really well. And they usually don't fossilize. And even when they do fossilize, if your preparator isn't looking really carefully for those things, they can be really easily removed with the thing that you're preparing things with. So it'd be really hard to get preservation of those in a way that you could actually look at them. So we could theoretically have someone go on and do their PhD on what larynx and hyoid apparatus is associated with what sound and say, yes, dinosaurs hiss. But
it's
a fundable project.
Is it easy to make other people believe things when you're like a paleontologist? If you're just like someone's like, oh, by the way, dinosaurs, 8 legs. Everyone is lying. And then people are like, oh, I guess it's 8 legs. He's a paleontologist.
Yeah. Do you guys abuse your power?
Yes,
definitely.
I have a nephew, so yeah. Yeah, he believes.
That's me.
His mind's all fucked up.
So.
Yeah, he's going to go to all his friends and tell, like, oh my gosh, dinosaurs have sex with inanimate objects. And they don't
get confused by rocks.
He thinks all the salamanders in the pond are really just hugging.
I just want to see, like, I just think about a dinosaur doing, like, a mating call, but to a gigantic boulder. And then he's just kind of, like, whoa, this giant boulder for days.
I guess just not that into you.
I'm really glad no one was around to hear that.
That was really embarrassing.
Why won't you talk to me?
Oh, gosh.
I'm juggling.
I just want to make a note. I like learning about dinosaurs, but I don't like that they make dinosaurs seem so human. I was watching this thing. Yeah, like they have a mom and a dad and a baby, and there's always this really mean dinosaur. And what they showed is, like, this mean dinosaur saw the three cornered and then just walked away. And I was like, would that really happen? I feel like a mean dinosaur would not even care that they were a family. It's like, oh, look, they grouped together. How much easier I can eat them. Great, awesome.
What documentary is that? That is bullshit.
Wait, I mean, so many
I
of them
swear.
That. Was that, like, a caveman Pixar movie?
Kind of in a way.
Ice Age or something?
My Xbox is not currently on, and I don't have the title. But they were doing, like, showing like these dinosaurs became friends even though they're different dinosaurs and they prevailed and came over animosity together and traveled, and I was like, this doesn't happen.
This is Land Before Time.
I mean, you do get some modern mammals that will travel in herds together, like zebras and other animals that I'm less interested in that they go in herds.
Is that true with dinosaurs too? Like, would they all, no matter the species?
No, but they'll just say, like, oh, see, look, it occurs in at least one living species. That means we can say that it happened in dinosaurs too. Like, what they do in those documentaries is they use one, like, they'll have, like, one piece of evidence, if any, and they'll use that for, like, the whole time. Like, we were watching one where they're like, oh, and we found this, this raptor upper limb bone had been pierced by the tooth of another one. So they must have been biting each other in their
arm. It was T-Rexes. One of the T-Rexes had a T-Rex tooth embedded in its arm. So they assumed that
they were
constantly fighting and trying to rip each other's tiny arms off.
Because of this one fossil.
Your arm will be my trophy. I don't know how I'm going to put it up on the wall, though, because my arms are really fucking small.
Just going to carry it around like a lucky T-Rex foot.
Okay, so we're down to our final two, guys.
Yep.
We got the Utah raptor, tall-ass raptor, real mean guy. Does he have the foot claw?
Yes, he does.
Yes. The second digit had a ginormous killing claw on it.
That's kind of like what the guy had in Jurassic Park. He's like slicing that kid with.
Yes, yeah, pretty much.
Oh, what's his name?
Alan Grant.
Yeah, it's Alan Grant. Actor's name. What's his? Because he signed on for the new Jurassic Park 4 too.
Yes.
Jeff Goldblum said no.
What? I'm not there.
Who cares?
Jeff Goldblum did not carry Jurassic Park at all. He was great in the second one.
He was the guy who brought the flare out and then got the Larry Eaton. So I think he did carry the first one. That's Goldblum laugh.
Yeah, they just made someone just turn it into a YouTube song.
it's awesome.
This clock. What? Are we comparing the two, or are we just kind of talking about the two separately?
We're kind of talking about the two separately, and then we're going to vote on which one we think is the best.
Okay.
Oh, ooh.
Utah has the floor right now?
Yeah, the floor. Utah, speak your case.
Alrighty. That claw, I want to think that it utilized it, but I don't want it to feel that the Utah Raptor, that was his only weapon. Like, I would like to think that it was smart, it was fast, it was strong. They work together.
I don't know. I'm not from Utah like some people here.
Did they have any other weapons?
No, they had a machine gun.
Ah.
Yes, they carried around
machine. They were the RoboCop of dinosaurs.
Yeah.
These dinosaurs had machine guns. That made them. Okay, well, they win then.
Well, obviously, yeah.
So the little gang of dinosaurs with semi-automatic weapons.
I thought it was more Jeff Goldblum.
I just want to feel confident that these dinosaurs had other weapons other than their claws.
Well, I mean, there's their, like, faces. Those are kind of scary, too.
I mean, besides look.
The Utah Raptor was probably very speedy, very quick and agile,
so it could run fast. Woo, scary!
Wow. It's right here that they were described to be... Specimens estimated to reach up to 23 feet long.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
that's
what I mean.
But the Allosaurus, again, is like a mini T-Rex.
Yeah.
With like a better T-Rex.
It has an extra digit on the hand.
Yeah, it's got three fingers, not two fingers.
Exactly. That is important.
How many do Utah Raptor have? Wikipedia, tell me.
Seven fingers.
Wow, Wikipedia. You talk back now.
All right, let's just get this out of the way. I'm gonna go one by one. We're gonna vote Allosaurus, Utah Raptor. Steven, I'm assuming I know what you're gonna vote here.
It has to be Utah Raptor. Like I know Allosaurus. He's probably a great guy. He was 39 feet long. He had longer arms. But I feel like that size is a disadvantage, especially if you're going against a Utah Raptor. They're a little smaller. They're quick. They're agile.
We're doing who would win in a fight now?
Dinosaur?
Okay. I have to compare the two.
I hear you, Steven.
Okay.
But we're going best dinosaur. And if I have to say best dinosaur, I want to look out the door and see a giant dinosaur and say that's the best. I can't be voting for a dinosaur that's, it's long. It's not tall. It's not tall. I have to vote Allosaurus.
We go by best dinosaur. Now we just go in by if it's intimidating or if it was actually effective dinosaur.
It's our own criteria that we made up at the beginning of the thing.
Of course, best
dinosaur.
Oh, so a very general description.
Yes, that's how usually the show is run. Very general, and then just completely personal opinions.
Because honestly, a Utah Raptor, I feel like would just fuck up an Allosaurus, but that's just me.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Steven. You've got ladies in Oregon who still have to vote.
I'm very competitive, so I gotta defend Utah Raptors.
Be worried. Like, if my criteria changed, because obviously neither of these two were the one I was voting for. So I was going to go for a second tier dinosaur, I guess my criteria would have to be which one would I be more scared of? And I got to say I'd be more scared of Utah Raptor because Allosaurus could not follow me into buildings and Utah Raptor probably could follow me into a lot of buildings. Maybe not like bathroom stalls, but like larger buildings.
Why, of all places, the bathroom?
I'm always scared when I'm in a bathroom.
Yeah.
So many hardest rooms in the world.
It's just a bad place to be disemboweled.
Yeah. How embarrassing.
It might be the perfect place to be disemboweled.
How embarrassing. Oh, no. My intestines are everywhere. Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm just sorry.
How would your obituary read?
Excuse me. Next stall. Do you have any toilet paper? Trying to keep my bowels in.
How rude of me. I'm sorry.
So I'm going to go with Utah Raptor as being better than Allosaurus. Because it's scarier, because it's stealthier.
I mean, I'm really conflicted, to be honest, because I love both of these dinosaurs a lot, and they're both from Utah, so I see that as a personal win.
So you feel like BYU does well, huh?
Fuck BYU. Utah State. Anyway.
Oh, jeez.
But, and see, we have the Jurassic represented with Allosaurus. We have the early Cretaceous with Utah Raptor. They're both so awesome. One's the state fossil. But I mean, my heart has always gone to Utah Raptor, and I can't deny that. And I've always been impressed with their stealth and ability.
You sound like you're in love with Utah Raptor.
I mean, I guess I kind of am. So.
Well, that's really bad, too bad. I was kind of hoping that you'd go with Allosaurus, and then we could ask Steven's cat to break the tie.
So Utah Raptor, 3-1. The one that looks like an idiot is me. Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, no problem.
Boone Allosaurus. I'm the big loser. I see how it is. No, it's fantastic. Utah Raptor, best dinosaur. Thank you very much, guys. Appreciate it. Just a question, just as a paleontologist, before we go and plug all the stuff that we have. I had a fan wanted me to ask this, since you guys are kind of working the whole field and everything. Mm-hmm. You want to know if you had to have a pet dinosaur.
Not Utah Raptor.
Yeah, not Utah Raptor.
What would be your little pet dinosaur?
Can it be miniature?
Yeah, it could be like Dinotopia.
I would probably go for... I want an Ankylosaurus. I know that I was really aggressive against them at the beginning, but we
so
kind of won me over, and I kind of want to ride one.
That's so funny, because I feel like I'm going to say Sarah's a dinosaur. We've, totally switched views here. I would think if it was small and feathered, you could, cuddle with it.
That would be really cute. We could cuddle with it while riding my Ankylosaurus.
Yeah. Yeah,
I did that. I pronounced it for you.
Yeah, I did appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
I bet it could carry all of the fossils too. I bet they're really sturdy and they're pretty flat on the back. So I just have to rig up some really simple system to put some casts.
So now she's trying to use her dinosaurs for slave labor.
Well, yeah. What are pets for? What do you do with pets?
Yeah, I tie my cats up so that way they can I can push all my way to work. They just all lined up, dragging me across the freeway.
Yep.
The Civil War was created because of dinosaur slaves. That's weird. No, I'm a Civil War denier, so I don't know. No, I'm just joking. Let's see. Okay, well, folks, thank you very much. Utah Raptor, best dinosaur. Steven, do you have a Twitter or shows coming up that you want to plug at all?
Tonight, actually, I'm in a comedy contest in Modesto. Tonight.
Okay, so folks, if you can get a time machine and go back to March 2nd and go to Modesto, you're going to see some Steven Wayhill. I almost called you Weigel.
I'm not good at plugging. I'm sorry. I'm just.
Oh, no worries. No worries. Do you have a Twitter or anything like that? Or
I don't do Twitter.
Okay. Well, find him on Facebook at Steven Wayhill. It's a really complicated name.
It's English that I heard. I go by Way Awesome because I do other stuff on the internet. So when someone wants to look up me, I go, oh, this dude Way Awesome. And my YouTube and shit comes up. But I don't do it anymore. So it's kind of useless.
Well, you go find his old YouTube stuff.
Doing Arnold impressions and stuff.
Now, Megan, Amy, I believe you have a blog mentioned before.
Yeah, we just finished the 14 Days of Genitals. Yeah. It was a pretty big push for us there. 2 straight weeks of Google searching the most heinous things you can imagine.
My Google search terms are just
so foul.
Traumatizing.
Especially with Spike. What was what was the weirdest genitals you found that you talk about on your site?
Well, we don't just talk about genitals, we also talk about mating rituals.
The weirdest one?
The weirdest one or the worst one? I think the weirdest one is that the hippo testicles, in order to castrate a hippo, you have to hold its leg at exactly the right angle because otherwise they're just slippy sliding around in there and they're hard to find.
And the most disgusting video we have is someone partially castrating their reindeer in Alaska using their teeth.
Yay!
That's
not in Alaska.
Or is it in Canada?
It's wherever Laplanders are from.
Yeah, wherever.
I don't know.
I have like proper tools, or would they just really like a challenge?
It's cultural thing. They really just seem to enjoy that.
Of gnawing on reindeer nuts.
Yeah.
So the website address is
MarianningsRevenge.com. And we promise we don't just talk about genitalia.
We talk about science.
We normally talk about science.
Science too.
It was a special February edition. Yes.
Who's Mary Anning?
Mary Anning was a paleontologist from the late 1800s or early 1800s?
In the 1800s.
1800s, who, I'm not the historian of the two of us. I'm like, yeah, she was like this girl.
she just went broad, you know.
She discovered a lot of the first really important fossils, but because she was a woman, she didn't get a whole lot of recognition.
And
so.
A low class. Ah, yeah, she was lower so class, sad. Too.
Yeah, so we're her revenge because we're really loud and obnoxious and we're ladies. And
yeah, we want her to get some of the credit that she deserved way back then, and we want to encourage women to get the credit they deserve today, too. So.
And also to talk about animals.
Awesome.
And talk about sloths and dinosaurs.
I mean, we have a lot of interest.
It's cool. That's nice. The ladies are...
Yeah, but you can also follow us on Twitter. We're at Mary's Revenge. And we have a Facebook page. And an Instagram now, too.
Oh, my God.
Mary's Revenge on
Instagram. So socially media-fied.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For paleontologists, you guys have a lot of social, like, stuff. Like, how long are you guys normally on the field?
Well, mine isn't actually field work. My dissertation isn't field work related, so I don't get out in the field very much. Although I'm going to go to Kyrgyzstan for a month in September, which is really cool.
Isn't that a scary place?
I actually don't know anything about Kyrgyzstan. I was persuaded to go help my friend with her research, mostly because we get to have miniature donkeys.
Oh, you said Kyrgyzstan?
Kyrgyzstan.
I thought you said Kurdistan, like the north part of Iraq.
No.
I was like, don't go there.
Kyrgyzstan.
Yeah. And the winter is not really a great time of year for finding fossils. The stuff I was doing in Alaska, unfortunately, is all under snow right now, so I have to wait for that to melt.
Yeah.
Okay, that's awesome. Thank you.
I like your guys' Instagram.
They only have one picture thus far, so I'm working on it. It is an Allosaurus.
It's an Allosaurus. That's what it is.
I meant to betray Allosaurus by voting Utah Raptor.
I could go either.
Hashtag mammals are cuter.
They are. They're so cute.
We do like mammals better than dinosaurs.
Yes. Yeah.
That's fantastic. Well, folks, thank you very much. Best dinosaur, Utah Raptor. Did not see that coming. Actually, I did because it's like a Velociraptor, but better.
Yeah.
You can listen to more podcasts. Thank you very much at the Future of Comedy website, thefuturecomedy.com. You can follow it at The Future Comedy on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter at JoeAmerica22. It's a fantastic Twitter. I can't promote it enough. I have all my shows and gigs on there where I'll be. And also follow friend of the website, Talent Scout Robot, at Talent Scout Robo on Twitter. Pitch him your TV show. It's a grand old time had by all. But thank you. Thank you very much. You're welcome. Hey, producer Joe, how you doing? Oh, I'm doing good. Joe, you're fired.
So you two dig up dinosaurs?
Oh.
Try it. So you two, dig up dinosaurs? We'll be right back.
So you two, dig up dinosaurs.
Ah.